Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Shell, who says, how do I make my business clothes slightly more casual? So if you have business clothes that are really quite formal, such as suits, how do you make them more casual? So one of the things would be to split up a suit. So wear a dress pant with a blouse, but not include the jacket, or wear a different sort of coloured jacket rather than the one that came with the suit. Wear the suit jacket over, a t-shirt rather than a collared button-up shirt, so, or something that's a little bit softer. So when we're thinking about how to make something more casual, we want to look at the yin criteria of clothing. So that's what things we describe as more yin are softer and more approachable. So we're looking here at lighter colours, softer fabrics, patterns, particularly curved patterns, lower value contrast, maybe a little bit more colourful at times too. So if you add some of those elements into your outfit, it's going to make the outfit more approachable. Versus when we think about yang, yang is much more businesslike, it's more formal, it's more professional. And in the yang criteria, we have things that are, darker in color, more neutral, more opaque, more structured. If there's a pattern, it's a straight pattern, but otherwise it's a solid. So when we look at those yin and yang, and I do have lots of blog posts all about yin and yang on the blog to tell you more about what you're looking for. I do recommend going and checking those out. Then you can actually work out, well, if I want to make something that's more formal, so more naturally yang, more approachable, I need to add yin elements into that outfit. So even just looking for a patterned, a multicolored pattern blouse is going to make a suit less formal than if you're wearing it with a crisp white shirt, for example. So that would be what I would be looking for. Next question comes from Donna, who says, how do I avoid buying pieces that don't work with what's in my wardrobe? And many people have this little issue. And it's because we can get distracted by what's amazing, what's out there, what's new. And our brain wants variety. And this is where every time we get variety, we get this little dopamine hit and our brain gets hooked on getting dopamine hits. It's how we can get addicted to things. So one of the things is to know what's in your wardrobe. So one of the things I see all the time, that one of the biggest issues is people don't even know what they've got, and they might have multiples of the same thing, and then they're missing out on something else. So part of what you need is start to create a shopping list for your wardrobe. So every time you get dressed, and so you're putting an outfit together and you think, oh, I just don't have a jacket or a cardigan or a layer to go over this because it's a little bit chilly today, write that on your shopping list. Make sure you try what you have got in your wardrobe to decide if anything works. But if you have nothing, that's where you can start that shopping list. So every time you have that, I wish I had it thought, when you're actually getting dressed, not when you're in the stores, I want you to write those things down. And then knowing what you've got and what works for you. And this is where having a palette of colours makes getting dressed so much easier and going shopping so much easier, because you're not going to buy colours that don't work with existing items. So when you have your palette of colours, it means it's really easy to mix and match items in your wardrobe. Versus if you are just buying random colours, it's very easy to buy clothes, you get them home and they go with nothing. So that's another thing to think about, is getting that colour analysis and getting your palette of colours so that you are working within a range that all work together. It makes mix and matchability so much better. It makes it so much easier to create that cohesive wardrobe. And then, knowing what suits you as well. So having some list of things I will and won't wear. Like if you don't like frilly, never buy frilly. Or if you don't like something, you don't ever want to have that in your wardrobe, because you end up with things that you don't wear. But knowing those things, once we've kind of got a bit of an understanding of those things, it's then when we're in the stores, we're armed with this information. We've got our style education, we're armed with this information. And you can make sure that when you are deciding whether or not to buy something, that you can think about your wardrobe and think, what three things or five things would go with this item if I was to purchase it? And if you can't think of anything that it would go with, or you're really unsure, I suggest you put it back. If you're unsure, and this is one of the things you can do, maybe you could put it back and then come back at another time and bring that other item with it and make sure that it would go with it if you're a little bit unsure of colours. But of course, this is, having that palette of colours makes that so much easier. You don't need to do that so much. But otherwise, I'd say that if you can't think of 3 to 5 things that this new item will go with, I would be very, very careful about buying it, because this is what happens, is we buy things that are exciting and new and different, and we get them home and we never wear them because we've got nothing to go with them. So I do recommend thinking about how you can put those new items back in with what you already own. Now, last question today comes from Melody, who said, I appreciate knowing the sources of the warm, true autumn colour palettes. And I'm not really sure what this question means, whether or not where you can buy clothes in autumn colours, or warm, dark and slightly muted toasted colours, or the sources of who made this up. I am not sure, Melody, what your question really is. But I say with all colour palettes, whether it's an autumn colour palette or a warm, you know, deep colour palette, or it's a cool deep colour palette, it's a warm light, it's a cool light, whatever they are, you will find that these colours change with fashion, and there's always something out there. There's always sources. I do actually have on my blog some examples of where you can currently purchase clothes in a range of, I've got done about 4 or 6 of my colour palettes so far, and you can look them up. So I would say a warm autumn would probably relate to my exotic colour palette, something like that. But you can have a look and see, and I've managed to find these things. So I just go on shopping websites, I have a look around, I'm looking for the kinds of colours that work with each of the palettes. So each of those palettes comes from, you know, like there are always fashion colours. So the way fashion works is that a certain colour will be, you know, highly in fashion. So you'll find a lot of, say, maybe green will be out there, but it might be impossible to buy pink at that time. But what will happen is the next season will come in, and maybe the green that was so big last season disappears, and maybe pink becomes the next big thing, or orange becomes the next big colour. So you can never buy an entire colour palette's range of colours at any one time. That's always going to be impossible or very, very hard. And I certainly know when I've been doing these, collating, you know, colours from different stores where I'm trying to get the full rainbow, it'll be really easy to get some colours, and then others are just really, really tricky to get. And that's just because they're not currently the fashion colours that are around. It just might be it's not a yellow season, or it's not a purple season, or, you know, so it doesn't matter what shade of purple, it's pretty much impossible to get a purple. But you'll know that within a year or 2 years, those colours will appear, and it's over time that we build the best wardrobes. So don't ever expect to be able to buy any colour in particular. So I always think when you're shopping, don't get an idea in your head that I really need something in a particular colour, because that's when you'll be really disappointed. And this is where I think if you have the colour palette, so useful, because you're going, as long as it fits with my colour palette, if I find something in a colour that I'd like, great. But otherwise, I know that from my palette, which are the colours that are currently available to me. And then you'll have much more luck. And the other thing you can do, and this is something I have done too, where I've just bought something that was kind of right, but maybe not quite as good as I wanted, and then got some dye and turned it into the colour that I wanted. Couldn't buy turquoise, so dyed, a light blue top turquoise. There we go. How to get the colours in your wardrobe. So I hope these little tips have helped. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll chat to you again soon to answer more of your colour and style questions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.